Chapter 63 Cole had called him from the road and told Jesse he was going to surprise him and take him out to dinner. But that when he thought about it, he didn't want to surprise him and Sonny. Jesse told him Sonny had gone back to Boston. "Hoping that doesn't mean permanently," Cole said. "Same," Jesse said. Now they were seated at the kitchen table, eating truck-stop burgers with fried potatoes and onions on the side, and green beans lathered in Parmesan sauce. Jesse had said he could put together a salad. Cole had grinned and said, "What the hell for? Our health?" Jesse had called on his way back from Vermont and given Cole the bumper sticker version of what had happened the night before. Now, his son wanted to hear all about it. "You trusted you had time to get across the room?" Cole said. "Ever hopeful," Jesse said. "So she emptied the gun," Cole said. "If she could have reloaded somehow and kept shooting," Jesse said, "I believe she would have." "So it's over." "On to the next," Jesse said. "You're Vic at the lake?" Jesse told him about Paul Hutton and the DNA test. "I took one of those," Cole said. "Seriously?" Jesse said. "You never told me." "It was after I got here," Cole said. "Got curious if there might be somebody else out there." Jesse laughed. "What's so funny?" "Your friend Suit asked me a little while ago if I ever wondered if there might be other Jessies out there." "Great minds," Cole said. "Both of you wish." Cole had cut his hair short, shaved off the beard he'd had the last time they were together. He was handsome and young and happy, and tougher than an ultimate fighter. Not for the first time, Jesse thought about how well his mother had done with him, and wondered also, not for the first time, if the kid would have turned out this well if Jesse had been in his life from the start. "Which site did you use?" Jesse said. "Ancestry.com." "Not that I'm worried," Jesse said, "but any hits?"
"Nope, you got unlucky just the one time."
"Lucky is more like it," he said. "Even if it took as long as it did for me to find out." Jesse said, "You understand how it works?"
"Kind of," Cole said, telling him what happened once you opened an account and sent them your money. "They sent you a sample kit in the mail. You took a swab, sent it to them, and filled out what he described as an entrance exam worth of paperwork. Then you waited to see the results and any relations in the system." Said that was the shorthand version.
"What if there had been one?" Jesse said.
"Then you have the option of using the company's messaging system," Cole said, "and trying to contact the person or persons you've matched up with. And then they have the option of responding or not."
"I need to find out if Paul Hutton got a match," Jesse said, "and if it might have been with Whit Kane."
"Can you get into Hutton's laptop?"
"Didn't have one."
"He had to use a laptop somewhere to access their site."
"Well, it beats the hell out of me where it was," Jesse says. "But it won't matter if I can get the company to hand over the results."
"Good luck with that," Cole said.
"If they're resistant to the notion," Jesse said, "I'll have to turn on the charm." His son said, "You'd be better off threatening to shoot them."